from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, here we go. You got your headphones on, Bob. We'll get started here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. In Peters Township, visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, we opened the phone lines, and so now we're going to go there and get us started, City Limits.
Let's go to Joe in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What do you got for us, sir?
So, I believe that Ben Charrington is scared to make a trade.
Why?
Because he's, if you look back at the trades that he's made, almost none of them have turned out to be good.
Well, Joey Bart was a nice pickup, I'll give him that.
That's true. But, like, big deadline deals, like, Jack Sawinski was one of the only good players that he got from that.
Well, I mean, I think that if you're scared to make trades, you probably should resign as a general manager.
Because yeah, I think he needs a little Jim Rutherford DNA.
Right.
You know, just say, look, I'm getting up there. We've been here long enough. We need to start winning.
Yeah, at some point, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, and I think people understand
what happens
when you do that. Sometimes you do give up a prospect or two, so be it.
And I don't know that really – what we're asking the Pirates to do is go for it, are we?
Just give it a chance.
I mean, you know, I think people, right, Bob? I think most people are saying just go get somebody that's going to be better than Michael A. Taylor. And, you know, even Palacios and who else they got? That's at the black hole.
Olivares or
all
G1
those guys,
Bay,
yes.
Or...
Even Connor Joe. Get somebody that's better than these guys.
There are a bunch of role players who are good on teams that have a lot of talent in front of them. They can come in and do something. But the more they're out there, the more they're exposed for being what they are, which, again, is no disrespect. Just to get to the big leagues is pretty good. But you're a role player. You're not an everyday player. Those are hard to find. So you do need to go out and get some. And, again, Jazz Chisholm was one of those guys who I thought could have solved their present need and their future need. That's why he, along with Luis Robert, are the two guys I liked and I still like, because they give you something more than one. You know, if they're looking at the future, fine. This would solidify your center field for the next couple of years, too.
Right. I would say, again, all you're asking them to do is be a little bit better than what they have. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know that that means going all in. Like, Bob, I mean, the guys that we're talking about, the Brent Rookers and the Taylor Wards and the, you know, I guess Chisholm's gone, but what's the other guy's name from Florida? De La Cruz?
De La Cruz.
You know, I mean, that whole group, I don't know that it's going to take that much to get one of those guys. You know, the A's have said, well,
it's bad. The A's have said, the A's, I heard, are now backing off that they want to keep those guys, he and Blade, around. But that all that means is they're trying to play a game.
Right.
They want more from you. If you know, I'm sure if they were once thought of as trade possibilities, they still are. It's just that they want more in return.
And I get a kick out of this. It's one of these things where I would tell you the most important thing is, okay, like, if you have to throw in your 17th or 18th prospect to make something happen, why would you not do that to try and win this year? Anyway, next call.
Go to Jason and Shaler.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Jason?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm doing great. You know, I've been trying to like think about what they should have done like after Nicky G got hurt. You know, I think right there should have been like, oh my, we better do something. I mean, you have Reynolds out. I know he's coming back. You have Rowdy, who's been playing better, not great, but you still have a lot of hole there. You still have a lot of holes to fill, you know, and I was just thinking about all the stuff that my man, Sultan of Stop and the Prince of Pause, Mr. Paul Zeiss, have been going on and talking about. He's been really on point with some of the things that they should be doing. There should have been a phone call made the minute they thought that Nicky G wasn't coming back. There should have been a call maybe a couple weeks ago just to get on top of this thing, because it is now. It is now where we need to look at what's going on with the Pittsburgh Pirates, where we're at, where our pitching is at, where our potential is at, if we can just only add a few more pieces.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. This team, do you agree with me? This team is not far.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, they're not.
No. You're a few bats away. Maybe you're one. I mean, I like where the pitching is at, but you are a few bats away from being with everybody else who's trying to do what you're doing, and that's make the playoffs. That's the biggest thing. Get to the playoffs. With our pitching, we can match up against any team in the National League right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why that best of three series intrigues me, and my goal would be just to get to it and see what happens, because with those three pitchers that they can send out there, you're going to be in every single game. And it doesn't matter, all three will be on the road. So what? If you pitch better than the other team, you're going to have a chance to win those games and move on. And just imagine the intensity of the fan base, how things would be evolving here in terms of an excitement point of view. You've denied them this many years. Now show them a little love. And more importantly, I think show your team, the people inside that clubhouse. You know, they've been battling for you. They need help. They're putting up a sign. We need a little bit of help. And if you don't answer it, then I think that could have a negative effect on people in that locker room.
Right. That's the thing I would say is, if you don't make a deal and your clubhouse, all the guys are sitting around the clubhouse and they're looking around the league and all the teams they're chasing have made deals, that probably doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go make a deal. All right, what you got next, City Limits?
We got Dave in Farmington.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the problem now is the same problem in the offseason. They don't want to spend any money. I mean, if you go back to 2015,
yeah, but this has, this specific thing I don't think has anything to do with money. You know, Winker was available, and he only makes $2 million a year, and he's a rental player. They could have done that. He has a better OPS than a lot of guys on their team. You know, Jesse Winker is a proven major league player, I think. He may not be elite, but he's better than what they have. They could have done that. Instead, the Mets go on and do it.
Right, yeah. But according to Parado yesterday, that Sherrington has the freedom to do whatever he wants, but he can't increase payroll any. So until he gets rid of somebody like Chapman and Perez and Grandall and Michael A. Taylor, you're not going to see any moves.
I don't know if I believe that he's not allowed to. Based on what Nutting said, unless this is all just a bunch of rhetoric, I don't know what is right. I mean, their payroll, you could bring in any of the elite players in the game right now, and their payroll would only go up by $30 million a year. It's not that tough.
The kid.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Well, again, the kid. Here's the thing, Bob. The guy that the Orioles traded, or the Phillies got from the Orioles. What's his name? Chris Hayes? Is that his name?
Austin Hayes.
Okay. Austin Hayes.
Austin would know that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello, Austin.
So Austin Hayes makes $6.3 million this year, which means if the Pirates would have went out and got him, they would have had to pay about maybe 2.8 of that. They're not making – that is not enough money for them not to make the deal.
Right. Neither is Winker.
Especially – and this is the most important thing – especially when I bet you they could find somebody they could trade either Perez or Gonzalez to and save four or five. You know, if they traded Gonzalez, they'd save about $5 million. If they traded Perez, they'd save about $3 million. So you got the money right there if you really are that up against it financially. So I don't necessarily know that I agree that, well, this is all Nutting's doing. I think what happens in this town is that we decide – that Nutting is the enemy, or he's the evil one, right? And so all things come back to Nutting. But when I look at Ben Cherington over 5 years, please explain to me all of the hitters that have developed, that were drafted and developed under him.
Yeah, it's a very short list at all.
Please explain all of the great trades that he made. You want to give him credit for drafting Paul Skeens? And I know there's people, well, I mean, there was a chance that he could have taken the other guy that was available. I don't think there was any chance he was ever going to take anybody but Skeens. But whatever. Let's give him credit for drafting Skeens. But here's the other thing. If you look at his and listen to him and you look at his MO, it is to be very, very, very conservative all the time when it comes to trades. It is to be this prospect hoarder, you know what I mean? And one of these analytics guys who's in love with the idea that they're smarter than everybody else. They're all Billy Bean. They're all Moneyball guy. They're all going to find Scott Hatteberg and you know, put him on first base, and they're going to win the division because they found a guy who nobody else wanted, but he has good on-base, good on-base percentage and other numbers that are hidden. That's the way he goes about his job. He really believes that he's smarter than everybody else, and he really believes he's smarter than the system. He really believes that if he goes out, he's going to find all these diamonds in the rough, and they're going to be, they're going to come up, and it's going to be a validation of him and the way that he's built this organization from the ground up. Well, that's great. It's great, but guess what? It's high time to stop letting him off the hook by saying it's all Nutting. Because it's not. Go ahead.
The only thing that matters in the analytics world to me is your record. I don't care about all the other stuff. Ultimately, you're responsible for the record. They have 5 years of Ben Cherington now. They can make assessments accordingly. Analytics haven't done much, have they, to their wins and losses. You can help your analytics by getting some actual power in here. People can actually hit the ball a little bit. That would help all analytics. But most importantly, it would help these pitchers who go out and pitching well and get very few run supports on a daily basis. That's regardless of any number you look at, you still need to improve the bottom line number, which are wins. How do you do it? Go out and get some bats. That'll help for now. But again, they've waited a long time here, and you only have so many hours now left before you can do it. And the waiver system is not the same. It changed a couple of years ago, so you know, your ability to acquire players now for the next 2 months is very limited.
Well, again, I just think that, you know, sometimes we spend way too much time blaming Bob Nutting for everything wrong with the Pirates. And while there's obviously a lot of blame that can be go his way and all that stuff, guess what? At the end of the day, he's hired people, baseball people, to make baseball moves. And they, frankly, have not done a good job.
No.
And don't tell me that they'll never they'll never spend money. Really? Because I remember them spending $10.5 million on Aroldis Chapman. Do you remember that?
How about $8 million on Martin Perez?
Yeah, and eight, 12. Yeah, was
so it's
12?
$18.5 million.
I think it was $12 million on Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez.
No. I don't think it was that big.
How big? What was it? What?
No, it's like around it's like five. Like Atlanta's four. Paying a large part of it in what, Seattle, I think.
What is it? Marco Gonzalez contract. Here we go. Let's look it up.
We're time free.
Oh, I got you, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Marco Gonzalez. So, all right, it's $3 million. $3 million. Still, they signed him for $3 million.
But if you add it all up, Michael A. Taylor included in there, add it all up, you'll come up with about $30 million that hasn't
they,
really helped that all that
Telez
much.
Telez for $3 million, right? Was Telez about $3
million?
Yeah,
it was about three or three and a half.
Whatever they signed him for. So they have signed some guys.
But it
they
does,
have given some guys some money, right?
But when you spread it out over eight guys, it's not the same impact as opposed to one or two really good players you could pay $15 to $20 million a year for.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's the market. They should be willing to spend the market.
That's the thing I think that's the most frustrating to me. Okay? That's the thing that's the most frustrating to me. It's one of those things where everything that's wrong with the Pirates, it doesn't start with Nutting not spending money, because he's obviously gone out and spent a little bit of money here and there. He's been willing to spend money at times. Now, does he do enough? No. Does he go as far as he needs to? No. But nobody's making that argument. But this thing where it's always Nutting, you know, Ben Cherington should start to feel some of the heat for what's going on, period.
No question. Again, to me, it's simply results. Look at results. Make any excuse you want to, results. They haven't been good results. They have to change. And when you have a chance to do something now, that would do a lot cosmetically for his case. If they do go out and make a couple of deals and they do somehow get into that, even if they lose in that wild card round, I think people would be very encouraged that they actually did something. By doing nothing, you're letting maybe an opportunity, and who knows next year? Next year may not be anywhere close to this year. There could be injuries. There could be a lot of there's no guarantee you're going to be two out of a wild card as we go into August here.
Right. All right. Who's next?
Let's go to Dave in the car.
I just wanted to say something about like the Pirates situation. This is the job right now. Everything comes down to the next 20 hours here. If we don't make a move and get some like real good talent in the outfield, we need to get rid of like Taylor's just not getting it done. Selinski's not getting it done. Third base, we need to trade him. I like Hayes, but we gotta go. And we need a closer, and we gotta offload some salary. So like that's what we have to do. And Bart needs to play every day. Rock on with our pitchers, and with, like you know, I have faith. Bye.
I don't know about needing a closer. They have a closer. In fact, they have a pretty good end of the bullpen, I think, the way they're constructed right now. That's not a concern for me. But again, these prospects that you want to protect often never live up to what? You know, I look at a guy like Quinn Priester. They've been waiting for Quinn Priester to take a step in that next direction, and he just doesn't seem to do it. And he's a very highly regarded guy, a first-round pick. These are players I'm talking about, and the longer you wait, the more they're exposed, which means their value in a trade decreases.
Well, and I think that's the key. You have to understand that all these guys are not going to pan out. That's what I can't quite get to when I see all these people that want to hold on to these guys forever and hold on to them like they're gold. They all, you know, all the conversation begins under the guise of all of these people are 100% sure and certain that these guys are all going to come up and be stars. You don't know if any of them are going to come up and be stars. All right, what do you got for me, Austin?
Here's Bud in Brentwood.
Go, Bud.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have a theory that may not be popular, but I'm going to throw it out there. I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to do anything at this trade deadline, and I'll tell you why. Because they have no intentions of letting Paul Skenes pitch into October. I'm very suspicious about this Jared Jones injury, because during that particular week, all they did was talk about he was approaching the maximum innings and the most innings he's ever pitched. And then, surprise, he comes down with an injury, and now he's done. I don't think they have any intentions of allowing him to pitch again. And could you imagine the outrage if they shut down Skeens in the middle of September? So I think they're just tanking it, like you guys have said the previous few years. I think they want to shut Paul down, and they don't want to just make that announcement.
Well, thank you for the call. I disagree. We've had Shelton on how many times? And I'm not saying that they're not capable of lying, but both Shelton and Charrington have said they have no intention of shutting down Skeens. They've both said it, yeah. They've both been on the record saying it.
They've done some things to extend him, you know, give him an extra day, and that's fine. I have no problem with that.
But if
they do shut him down, then you can record the tape that we've had, because they've been very straightforward about it, at least I think, that they don't want to do it.
More importantly, if they're out of the playoff chase, or if they go in a losing streak and then all of a sudden people stop losing interest, people lose interest because it's all now all of a sudden football season, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one gate attraction they have?
Paul Skeens.
You really think in September and into October they're not going to try and squeeze at least four or five starts out of him and preferably all at home to make sure that they get as many gates out of him as possible? I mean, they're not going to do that. So that's why I believe them. I think it's entirely possible that they're not going to shut him down the rest of the way.
No, and because they're moving him around a little bit, you don't know which game he's going to pitch either. So, you may buy tickets for a game that you think it's going to be a Paul Skeens day, and it's not. It's a day later.
Right. So, I'm just saying, you got to be kidding me with that. All right, who's up next?
We got your best friend, Paul. It's Greg in Youngstown.
There he is. How are we doing, Greg?
All right, sitting in my office. You know what? I agree with you, but I disagree with you. I think the GM stinks. I think he's not a good GM. But 20 years of Bob Nutting and all the BS and not picking up players and having the lowest salary out there, baseball salary, I don't want to hear it. The guy's a billionaire. Stop giving this guy a pass. Please.
I didn't give him a pass.
He can pick up any player he wants.
I didn't give him a pass, Greg. What I said was everyone points to him all the time, and it gives GM Ben Charrington a pass he has not earned. So, yes, there are financial constraints. He doesn't have the same amount of money as the Dodgers and the Yankees to go out and spend for players. But if you look at who they've developed, or better yet, not developed, look at the trades he's made. Look at his philosophy when it comes to hoarding prospects and everything else. I mean, some of it has to be on his shoulders, doesn't it?
No, I agree with you. I think the GM stinks. Like I said, I don't think he's a good GM. But the last GM on the Pirates, was it Huntington? Is that Huntington?
Yep.
I knew a guy whose daughter dated his son or whatever it was. He talked to me. He says, Huntington told this guy, I'm not allowed to make any moves. Nutting makes all the moves. So don't blame the GM. Please don't. Because Nutting makes the final move on everything. He runs that whole organization. He's the one who controls everything. He's the manager. He's the GM. He's the president. He's everything. And if you guys don't realize this, then we have a big problem. Because he is the problem, not the GM. The GM's only could do what he could do. I bet you the GM says, I want to pick up these two players. No, I'm not paying money for these two guys. Okay, what do you want me to do then? I get bargain-based and garbage.
So Bob Nutting, mysterious. So then how did Marco Gonzalez, Aroldis Chapman end up on the Pirates roster at $10.5 million.
They have to do something. Because if he doesn't do anything, then he has egg on his face.
What you're saying, Greg, is that Ben Charrington has the ability to do some things.
Some things, but not everything. Because I guarantee Charrington said, hey, look, I want these two players for the offseason. He goes, no, too much money. I'm not going over $100 million. There's no way I'm going to do this. So, I mean, you're telling me that Bob Nutting doesn't tell these guys you're not going to do it. End of story. I mean, I know this guy probably does this. I work for owners. I know how these guys operate.
Okay, well, I appreciate the call, Greg. Some things, never change. But again, Bob, if that was the case, there'd be no general manager on the planet that would want to work here.
Goal and confidence level making the playoffs. Like, is that the goal of this season? Did
you 100%. We've shown it's attainable. I think you look at the results we've had from the mound. The pitching has been solid. Yeah. I mean, we have some very strong pitchers, but performing well. Obviously, we need more offense. We're, you know, we're a bottom performing team in offensive production, and that's, you all know that as much as I do. We're fully aware of that. We know the areas that need to improve. Some of that has to come from organic improvement from our players now. Has to. And you've seen a couple of bounce backs. We know that is true. How much of it comes from within the organization and outside the organization, I think, is exactly what Ben's working on.
Well, again, I just don't see it. I mean, I think that people, you know, we pick a villain, right? And I'll give you a great example, City Limits and Bob, how we pick a villain and we decide that the villain is the problem and nobody else is. That would be, remember last year when quarterback couldn't throw straight, couldn't hit receivers on time, held the ball too long, took bad sacks, right? Receivers ran bad routes. They couldn't block anybody. And all we wanted to talk about was Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada. Kenny Pickett would overthrow guys by 15 yards. He'd throw the ball to the other team. He would take sacks that he had no business taking, but it was all Matt Canada. Because we had decided that Matt Canada is the villain. We decided that everything wrong with the Steelers was about Matt Canada. And even the Mike Tomlin apologists, right? They even crawled on the bandwagon. Forget that Mike Tomlin is the head coach and Mike Tomlin hired Matt Canada. The problem with the Steelers is Matt Canada screwing up Mike Tomlin's legacy. That's how stupid these discussions get, okay? So one of the things that I always get in trouble with is I look at things from the big picture and objectively, right? And I say, here's this guy's hand in it, which I've said, Bob Nutting has to do much better when it comes to paying for players, paying for payroll, doing things that you operate like you're a baseball club. But guess what? That doesn't mean that everybody else gets a pass, period. And Ben Cherington is the guy right now who should be under the microscope. Because, Bob, do you really believe that if he made a deal for one of these guys we're talking about, and it added $2, $3 million to the payroll, do you really think Bob Nutting would say no?
No, no. There are a lot of...
He would not.
I told you, Jesse Winker is $2 million salary.
Right.
That's it. Okay, right. And he's at the end of a deal. It's a one-year deal he signed. You could bring him here. They're more concerned with protecting prospects, I think, than...
That's Cherington.
You can't have it both ways.
That's Cherington. So it's just one of these things when that's Cherington you're talking about, Bob.
Yeah.
Right?
Acquire these guys, you build up a system, right. And that was one of the first things they wanted to build up. Okay, fine. But the system has to produce either people, as he says, organically developing, or you use the guys who are still not tainted and throw them in a trade so you can get what you need.
And the thing about it is, you could, if you're Bob Nutting and you're that concerned about adding a million or two, as I said, you go to Ben Cherington. You say, listen, make this deal, bring this guy in, but then trade Martin Perez, and I don't care what we get back. Just get that $4 million off of our payroll, and now we're basically even. Actually, we're a little ahead, and we have a better team. So this idea that somehow it's 100% all Nutting, you're just not paying attention. You're not paying attention to things Ben Cherington says. You're not paying attention to what he did when he was in other organizations. You're not paying attention to what he values as a general manager and where his strengths and weaknesses are as a general manager. He's one of these analytics guys who is the smartest guy in the room. But guess what? It leads him to make a lot of decisions that are very, very conservative and very and don't necessarily.
And conservative is the word you use in these kind of situations.
Right.
They cannot act like this at this time of the year. They know what they have. They also know they're within reach, and you have to go out of your comfort zone once in a while just to do it to give your guys a chance. That's
right.
It.
Right.
It's not asking that much, and it has nothing to do with money for me. And even if it did have something to do with money, It's money well spent if you acquire one of these guys who's under contracts for two more years, knowing what the price is. Then you can adjust accordingly in the offseason if you want.
Right.
But with Swinski being, you know, he was earmarked to be the starting center fielder. That hasn't worked. Taylor hasn't worked. Nobody's worked out there. You need, there's a vacuum out there in center field that they need to be replaced. They got to find somebody who can play it. And there were several candidates available to them. According to reports, and I don't know whether or not to believe all this or not, that they were close on the Chisholm situation. That they were, but they just didn't go far enough. Well, go far enough.
They were second place, Bob. They've placed in second.
Okay, good. What do we get
good
for
them?
Lovely parting gifts.
Nice little clap
lovely
for you.
Parting gifts.
Yeah, it's kind of a disgrace. But it's just one of these things where it becomes, I don't know, becomes ridiculous. That we pick a villain and then we decide, okay, this everything that's wrong here, guess what? It's about this villain. Period. All right, let's do one more. We got one more?
Yeah, let's go to Tim in Indiana.
Gentlemen, do the best. I love listening to both of you.
Thanks,
I thought Paul was getting ready to have a couple hanging Chad moments there, but he calmed down a little bit. But I really do like both your takes. Perhaps we need to look at the development stage. That is one thing. But one of the things that I want to stress is patience. Okay, and I know, trust me, I'm a Pirate fan. I'm about you guys' age. I'm mid-50s. It stinks being a Pirate fan. But I do think he's going to make some trades, but they want sustainability. And, you know, we don't know. As soon as Charrington made those comments yesterday, I knew Pirate fans were going to jump all over that because he said, well, I had trades I didn't want to pull. We don't know what they were. You know, like the Arizona trade that Stickman Crowley mentioned this morning, he was mad because they give up like 12, 13, and 15 prospects. We don't know that they didn't go to the Pirates and say, listen, we want Chandler. We don't know that. So he's going to make some moves. I think they're going to be moves that is going to surprise people because I don't know that they're going to be short-term moves. They're going to be for long range. And that's what I want to see. I'm tired of winning for 1 or 2 years and 3 years. I want to see a long time living. You know, 79 has been a long time. That's the last World Series that I've seen and you guys have seen.
But again, they have a pitching staff that's going to be in place for the next 4 years. So
well, I get that, Paul, but only been here for 3 months. Like,
who?
Hanging Chad wanted to go off the thing saying we're generational talent. He's been here for 3 months. Let me ask you this, Paul.
Who's that?
Beginning
who has
of
been
year,
here 3 months?
Skeens.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Beginning of the year, how many of you guys knew that Jones was going to make the opening day roster? He was a prospect last
year. But guess
year
what?
They thought wasn't ready.
They
this
should,
year.
Part of their development.
You're missing the point.
They have to analyze that. They should know. They saw. They see him. They should know what they have in him. If they didn't, it doesn't matter what we do. It's matter what they do. And they should have known that he was going to be
decent. And
I agree
with that. But everybody develops differently. You know, and like everybody, the big names out there now, and I love them both. I'd love to see them both come here, is Rooker and Blende. Okay, they were both number one picks with other teams. And some players take longer to develop. Like Davis. Everybody wants to give up on Davis right now. You can't give up on a guy like that yet. You have to let – he may never develop, and I get that. But let's give
him
a chance.
Again, here's what I'm going to say, okay? Here's what I'm going to say, Bob. That guy missed my point completely about the pitching staff. The pitching staff is in place for at least the next 4 years if the Pirates want it to be.
Yes, and there are two more on the way that could make it a really good staff.
But as is O'Neill Cruz. Am I wrong about that?
No, he's
Reynolds
here.
Reynolds is around for the next 3 years.
Yep, all of them.
Okay. So this idea that if you give away a prospect or two or a couple of prospects, and even if you bring in a rental player, that somehow the Pirates are, you know, not going to have a chance to win for the day. They'll be good for a year or two, and then they'll be there. Guess what? You've got a four-year window, which means all 4 years you should be really aggressive at the deadline or even in the offseason to make the team better. And it's not, you know, well, but you got to be patient. And, well, you know, we want guys that we have 3 or 4 years of control. Okay, that's wonderful. It's also fantasy land for the most part because those guys are going to cost you the kind of prospects you're not willing to give up. But if you can throw away a couple of, you know, top 20 prospects who are, you know, for ranked number 11 to 20 in your system or whatever the hell, you know, that whole nonsense. If you can give away a couple of those guys and bring somebody here that's going to help you get better this year, that's what you should be looking to do. We'll worry about next year. And guess what? As I pointed out, over the next 2 years, you basically have your entire team intact, if you want it, the key players. So I'm so tired of this argument that, well, you don't want to mortgage the future. You don't want to throw it away. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. All I know is, you know, I use the Penguins and the Steelers as examples. You know what they do? Play to win this year. Even in rebuilding years, they play to win this year. And they'll worry about next year.
That's how it should be every year.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Baseball coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and will still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how much at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's go back to the phones.
Here is Bill in Mount Lebanon.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, guys. I just want to talk about the Pirates and with if Bob Nutting decides to stand pat and not trading anyone. I think he's doing a great job, fantastic job, really, because when you look at the New York Mets, they're, what, 55-50, and the Pirates are 53-52. The Mets have a $300 million payroll, and the Pirates have, what, an $85 million payroll. I think that's
super. But you shouldn't defend that as the reason they're doing well. That's not, to me, that's not good enough. It's about trying to becoming a playoff team and doing what it takes to get there. It has nothing to do with money either.
Well, I'm 70 years old, and I remember in the 60s, I'm going before you guys are probably even born, the 65 Dodgers had their home run hitter had 12 home runs. I think it was Ron Fairley, and 70 RBIs. They did have Koufax and Drysdale. And if these guys can play defense and do what the Dodgers, they steal a lot, they run around, they've had the speed. But I think the problem here is with the Pirates, the minor league system, because I compare them with the St. Louis Cardinals. city-wise, we're not that far apart, but the Cardinals are always there. And Branch Rickey was the big guy that played into the minor league system, because when these guys come up, they come knowing, not come learning. And when not a lot of times when you see a fly ball going out there, when you have the center fielder going out and the right fielder line, they look like they're going to collide with one another. And how many third strikes have you seen that they've taken? You knew that in Little League. If it's close to the plate, you're going to swing. But that's where I think the minor league system is the key. And for these long-term contracts with the Pirates on them for, what, is it 6 years or 7 years? And then you figure by them, when they come back for that second contract, how well is the arm going to be? How good is that going to be when they're, what the schemes are throwing 100 miles an hour? Can he maintain this for the next 5-6 years? I really hope so, because I love the guy. I think he's great. But you see how when these pitchers with these elbows, look how they come off.
So what is your overall point here? I'm trying to follow it, but what is your overall point?
They have a chance to take it. They have a chance to get the wild card. They're 7 games behind Milwaukee. And they talked about this Jazz guy that went to the Yankees. He had 13 home runs.
How many does Michael A. Taylor have?
I don't know how many. I don't follow them that closely.
Two. I'm just saying, like,
I don't know.
So, in other words, you don't think they should make any moves to get better?
No. No, I think as long as they have the pitching and they can play the defense, they're in it. They have a chance.
Well, they have the pitching. Their defense, not so much, but they have the pitching, and they're still out of the picture.
And more importantly, it's only going to get worse because if you have Nick Gonzalez hurt, and, I mean, I don't understand. We're asking – this is the thing, Bob, and this is how this conversation always goes. We're not asking the Pirates to go out and sign Vladimir Guerrero, trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Although I wouldn't be against that.
Well, of course, but you know what I'm saying. We're not asking them to make that kind of move. This Jazz Chisholm guy. Well, let's see. Where would Jazz Chisholm rank among the Pirates outfielders? Would you rather have – let me ask you, let's do yes and no again, Austin, because if you and I do – let's do yes and no real quickly, right? Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Jack Suwinski, who they just sent to AAA because he was so bad?
I'd go Jazz Chisholm. Who would you rather have? Jazz Chisholm, yes.
Okay. Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Connor Joe?
Jazz Chisholm by a mile.
Okay. Would you rather have Jazz Chisholm or Edward Olivares, who was so bad he's still in AAA?
I haven't heard any good things about what he's doing in AAA. Jazz Chisholm again.
Okay. Jazz Chisholm or Michael A. Taylor?
Easy. Give me the Jazz.
Okay. G1 Bay or Jazz Chisholm?
Jazz Chisholm once again.
Okay. So in other words, Palacios even.
Yeah, Palacios is not anything more than a fourth outfielder
okay,
for me.
Okay, so in other words, I just named every possible person that Derek Shelton could put in the outfield, not named Brian Reynolds. Why would you not want a deal for a guy, this Jazz Chisholm guy? I mean, come on. This is what I'm talking about. But the guys like that guy that was just on the phone, that's why Nutting can and Charrington and company can get away with what they get away with. Because there's way too many of those people who, the Mets have a big payroll and the Pirates are only a couple games behind them. They must be doing something.
Yeah, they're just content. You know, just content with the current thing that is and not wanting to go the extra mile.
No, they're selling hope.
Yeah.
And hope is hope. But, you know, you got to go beyond that. Every prospect is hopeful. Every person who they bring in has hope to develop, and they throw that at you a lot. And it's not just them. It's all these analytics people who talk about this, that, and the other thing. I like analytics in its proper context. But when things don't work out and you clearly need offense, I don't care what analytics say about somebody's – you go out and get guys who have proven something.
Where's the urgency, Bob? Again, it's non-existent. And it seems like it's been that way ever since the Archer trade went down.
And Charrington made it sound like there's no urgency yesterday. And that's the thing that, you know, we had chances, we just couldn't make the trade. Well, why couldn't you? If that's your answer, then you need more of an explanation. Tell me what you were willing to give up. You know, I know they never do that, but that's part of the problem. No one knows anything specific. And sometimes information is fed to the media to make it look like, oh, we're active. Oh, we have this. We turned this down. Oh, we could have done that. It wasn't. Oh, yeah, I don't know what to believe anymore. And so all I can judge is what they do or don't do. And right now, they're not doing anything.
Bad weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's great Chevy summer drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 87 today with sunny skies. Again, you're right. They're selling hope. But they've been selling hope for how long?
Hope should be only allowed to exist until you get into the season. Hope could be in February, March. You get into the season and you start seeing results. And if the results aren't good, then hope diminishes.
Again, hope is not a method. Period. It's not a method. And I'm not really one of these guys. Again, these people get they give the Pirates a pass by saying, well, the Pirates can't go spend like the Yankees. Bob, all the years that you've done shows with me, have you and I ever talked about them having a $220 million payroll? Or have we talked about them just doing better than they're doing?
Yeah, just trying to be better.
Doing better than they're doing.
And you know, in baseball, once you get in, you never know. The pitching can take you in areas that, you know, you may. And again, next year could be totally different. You may not have a position to be close to at this juncture of the season. Because there are so many teams that fall into this average category, the opportunities are there. And right. I don't think it's too much to ask that you do something to try to get that and worry about the future tomorrow, not now.
Right. It's just one of those things. It's just one of those things where, and in this case, it's not like, again, we're not sitting here saying that they need to go make a trade for, you know, Vlad Jr. or one of those guys like that. There are a number of players that you can get at a reasonable cost that are going to be an upgrade over that black hole of outfielders I just read off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.